Hi there, this is Erin Nicole and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show I interview people from all over the world. Sometimes I do sermons from the divine. He whispers the topic to me throughout my day and tells me when to hit record and when to share it with you. Sometimes he gives me scriptures and it's pretty neat. I'll go back and I'll listen and I'll write those references down and I'll look up those scriptures, and he's right on target, and that's the Holy Spirit working through me. Sometimes I share music with you that I create or covers that are relevant to the topic. Again, he inspires everything that's created through my hands and my mind. So all credit and glory goes to him. This show is a mental health show to add some skills to your tool belt, or tools for your mental tool belt, if you will. The purpose of this show is to help empower you to find happiness from within. So take what you love, leave what you don't, and hopefully you leave a little more inspired. I'm walking in nature and I was listening to some Brett Young. I really like his love songs. They're beautiful. He's got an awesome voice. As I was tuning in to one of his songs, the Holy Spirit whispered to me agape. Agape love, that is the topic. So I know a little bit about it. So the first thing that came to mind was when I first learned about it when I was a little girl, and my mom was describing different kinds of love. And mom's super smart lady. She took a lot of classes through the church. She got a degree in music, pretty much full ride. And at that time, her mom encouraged her to get an education certificate as well so that she could teach in the schools. And she taught us growing up. We were a homeschool family until last year of elementary school for my middle brother and myself. And we moved into the public school system. And she took a lot of classes through the church, taught a lot of classes as well. Prayer warrior, very spiritually sound and wise. And when I was maybe 9 or 10, somewhere around that age, we were talking about agape love in the church. And so she was explaining it to me in kind of simple terms that agape is that true, honest love from the Father. There's no expectation of anything in return. And ironically enough, I have seen a lot of posts from Gary Vaynerchuk talking about give without expectation on social media. And if you don't know who that is, definitely check out his content. I don't know what his faith system is. He's said that he doesn't believe in God. I've seen a few posts. I've also heard him say that he does. I'm not sure where he stands with that, but I do know that agape love is giving love without any expectation of love returned back to you. So what does love mean? Well, if we go to the book of Corinthians, let's see, I think it's 2 Corinthians. It's either 4:13 or 13:4. I don't have it in front of me. But you can look it up. The definition of love is joy, love is patience, love is peace, kindness, goodness, self-control. It doesn't remember wrongs. So if you find yourself in arguments with your spouse often, and you're like, well, I remember when you did this. You always do that, you know, saying always or never, not a good thing. especially with our loved ones. Love doesn't remember the wrongs. So when you ask him for forgiveness, he wipes the slate clean and doesn't ever remind you of it. The enemy, though, the accuser, he'll remind you of your mistakes. So keep that in mind if you're having a day where you're getting down on yourself. Your inner thought practice is reminding you maybe you made some big mistakes in your job or handling a situation at home with your kids, and maybe your spouse disagrees with your parenting style, or someone asked you to do something and you spaced out and you didn't follow through, and your inner talk, your inner conversation is reminding you of all the mistakes you've made. Well, to a certain degree, it's important to learn from our mistakes, accept, receive feedback, and, you know, change for the better. But if you're constantly putting yourself down or allowing others or that internal monologue to have that negative chatter, just remember that the creator of the universe that flung all stars into flight, created all galaxies in a day, he created you and he made no mistakes on you. So when you insult yourself and you say, oh, I'm so bad, I keep messing up, I'm never going to get better, it's like you're insulting the creator. Now, he assigned you a big purpose. And if you're not clear on what that is, maybe you get down on your knees in your private time and you pray and you say, God or Allah or Buddha, whoever you worship, in our household we worship the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Jesus Christ. But you get down on your knees and you ask, give me some clarity. Give me a sign. What is my purpose? How can I serve you right now? And then you get quiet and you listen. Agape love means that he loves you just as you are. The Father doesn't expect you to love him back, and he will continue loving you even if you don't love him back. But he would like us all to worship him. He's a very jealous Father. He's very protective of children, elderly, and vulnerable persons. Teaches us to love others. He sent his son down to the earth to be the ultimate role model, because we weren't getting it as a society. The religious leaders were charging extra taxes. They were charging a tax on top of a tax. If you listen to Bill O'Reilly's audiobook on it's called Killing Jesus. It's the historical standpoint and what was going on in that time. It was when Caesar was the head of the Roman Empire, and lots of stuff was going down. Cleopatra, that whole thing. They were charging like a tax to exchange the coins from the currency to the respected currency of the country or something like that. Listen to the book. It'll give you more insight. Jesus was going around and healing people, not charging anybody for the services that he was providing. He was demonstrating agape love. He would try to go and have some alone time where he could spend time with the Father and worship, but the crowds would follow him from town to town because he was healing people. He was raising people from the dead. There was a woman that was bleeding for 12 years. She just touched his cloak and she was healed instantly. He told one of his disciples. I think it was Peter. But fact check me, go and read the Bible. They were concerned about paying the taxes. So he said, go open that fish's mouth. And out of the fish's mouth was the drachma, the coin, to pay the taxes. There wasn't anything that he couldn't do. He continued demonstrating agape love to everybody. And he was showing his disciples that were following him how to do that as well. He sent them two by two to go and perform miracles. He said, I give you all the same gifts that I have, spiritual gifts. And they were able to heal and raise people from the dead and clear out leprosy, give a blind man eyesight, you name it. And he didn't say, for only $9.99. No, it was free. And the religious leaders, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, were furious because they were having people pay them tithes and charging extra fees to change those coins. They'd partnered with the government officials and they were taxing the poor. Extra taxes. And here Jesus come along and he's like, I love you. I will do this because the Father has assigned me this mission to demonstrate to you his love and to demonstrate just how powerful we can be when we have strong faith that the Father can do anything through us. The Father is saying Ezekiel 24:17. Read it and apply it. There will be another shutdown very soon. They will attempt to shut us down. They will attempt to get us all to wear masks, force us into fear. World War III. Ezekiel 24:17. Do not cover the lower part of your face. That is against our religious freedom. And in America, we have the freedom to choose whatever religious belief system we have. We can still be loving and kind to others and respect ourselves. The masks and the jabs did not help prevent the spread of the man-made disease out of Wuhan, China. Lamentations. He is saying Lamentations 4:8-9. Psalms 14:27-8. 27:28. If you don't have a personal relationship with the Creator and you desire to have one, it is free. Just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it or buy it. You give it to those who confess that they're sinners. Father, I confess. Please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. Next step is to get plugged in to a Bible-based church. And you want to keep God first, please. And yes, Father? I'm still out with one thing. If there are any extra funds in your bank account, you feel led to give, we are publishing my autobiography. It's called Choosing Joy, How to Slay Your Enemies Through Love. We're publishing it through TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network's publishing arm called Trilogy. And we've got about $15,500 to go to cover the editing, advertising fees, publishing, all those things. You can write a check directly to them and mail it and say, hey, this is for Erin Nicole for her autobiography. Or you can send mail a check to our nonprofit arm, Erin Nicole Ministries, ErinNicoleMinistries. Mail it to 1477 Tiny Town Road, box number 191, City of Clarksville, ClarksvilleTN for Tennessee, 37042. And we're going to be donating 100% of the royalties for life on the book sales, the profits, whatever you call them, royalties or whatnot, to the Hope Foundation. It's an organization my husband and I will be starting when he is returned to me. This is for veterans, first responders of the United States military in our first responder space, and their families, for them to use however they so desire. If they've got medical bills for their family that aren't covered through their insurance, or they want to take their spouse on a vacation and they haven't been able to afford to do so, they'll be able to apply to our organization to have access to those funds. Or they can nominate a colleague to get access to those funds and whatnot. If you're not familiar with TBN, they are the largest Christian television network. They service 2 billion households, that's B as in boy, worldwide. So they're going to be advertising the book once we have all the fees covered and go through the process of, you know, designing the book cover and making sure, you know, all of the verbiage sounds good and looks professional and all of that jazz. I'm very excited. I have no idea how many books will be sold, but the neat thing about working with TBN and their nonprofit arm is that they give us back the money through the book sales 100% until it pays off the amount that we cover for the publishing and advertising, and then after that it's a 70-30 royalty split. So the faster we get the fees paid off and covered, and the faster the book is released. And I would love for it to be released before everybody votes in November, if possible, because there is truth in my story of how the presidential security teams worked together. Primarily, it was our commander-in-chief's security team that did the work, because they were asked to, from one of Biden's top security men, the president of the Blackwater alumni. They decided to work together to keep me alive, and the deep state Illuminati tried to take me out of a competition, and they've been looking out for me ever since. I married into this organization, and 2 years ago, my husband and I, after about 19 days of marriage on Easter Sunday, we had to separate because these evil, dark people in the deep state traced our home location when he asked to retire. So he's been on assignment protecting our commander-in-chief, and his buddies have been looking out for me. So when he has returned to me, we will be launching the Hope Foundation, and 100% of the book sales will go directly into that account and will be utilized to the proper channels. And I'll make sure that my warriors of light get access to those funds first. And I'm certain my husband will get it handled. So thank you. thank you for being a part of this journey. And if you don't have extra funds, that's okay. Your prayers work as well, or positive intentions and thoughts. Thank you in advance. Go ahead and, when you get a chance, check out Colossians 4:3, the Father just told me. He's also saying, first or second Father? 1 Corinthians 12:9 through 13. Anything else, Father? All right. Thanks, guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.